little boy has a toy then.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Well, he better get back on your mission.
Let's see. I told you I'm going to ask you about a wagon.
You done asked me about the wagon.
I'm going to ask you some more about
a wagon.
All
right.
The part of a wagon that goes up between the two horses is the
wagon tongue.
All right. If you have a buggy, the parts that go up on either side of the horses are the
boogie shaft.
All right. What's the outside part of the wagon wheel, the part that touches the ground?
The wagon wheel.
All right. Now, on the outside of the wheel, you have something, maybe metal.
Iron on the wheel.
All right. Now, that's on the part that touches the ground?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called the rim or the tire?
Rim.
Right. Rim. Now, what is the outer part of the wheel that's attached to the spokes?
The outside of the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That
where the spokes come into the wheel. That part.
And what is that part of that big wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. If I know them, I'll tell you. And if I don't know, I can't tell you.
That's all right.
Wagon wheel.
Did you ever hear of a felly or a fella?
No, I sure ain't.
All right.
I bought a hilly, but I done forgot.
That's all right. The part of a wagon that the horses actually pull on. It's in back of the horses, but the front part of the wagon.
See, what part?
The part they actually are pulling on. The part of the wagon. It's in the front of the wagon, right in back of the horses.
The wagon tongue.
No, that's the part that goes up between them.
Oh.
Right behind that.
Right
there's,
behind
there's
it.
Something
now,
that's...
let me see what they call it. I know what you're talking about, okay. But I just can't call it name yet. Oh, because my daddy had a wagon. I used to hear him talk about it. I don't know. I just
you
have to tell
you. Ever get
called
a single tree?
Single tree. Ooh.
Okay, yes. That's for one horse?
You have, if two be to the wagon, two have to be to a wagon. Two single trees, one over on that side of that horse behind him, a mule, and one over behind this mule.
Uh-huh.
Single tree.
All right, now, would you ever call that a double single tree
or a double tree? That's double single tree.
Double single tree?
Double
does that sound
single tree.
Like
that
what
sounds,
they would have said?
That's right.
Double all right. Single tree. If somebody's going back and forth with wood in a wagon all day, you say he was wood. He was
hauling wood.
If you chop down a tree and you had to bring it in, maybe you had to put chains around it and pull it in, you say, yesterday we a log in.
We log wood.
We
drag wood.
All right. You ever hear that called snaking wood?
Snake. We snakes wood.
Now, was that when you put the chain around it and pulled?
That's right. Snaking wood.
All right. Now, when you're going to farm, first thing you have to do is to get the ground ready. And to get the ground ready, this is something you use. It's pulled by a mule. You use a...
Let me see now. When you get the ground...
Uh-huh. First thing you have to do is to dig up the ground, break up the ground.
Oh, a plow. Plow the ground.
Are there different kinds of plows?
Well, I think it is.
By names?
By name. Let me see. What a single plow and a double plow. I didn't forget what they call the name of it. I don't know the name. What they call that double plow?
Mm-hmm.
A single plow. All I know is single plow.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you have something you pull over the ground to break up the clods.
A harrow. Double harrow.
Are there different kinds of those?
It's two kinds, a single one and a double one.
What do they look like?
They wide. They got teeth. Stick down in the ground.
The okay, teeth. Now, the double one would just be wider than the single one?